Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Berry, and it's my special treat to be joined in studio right now by our very own Jorge Avian, who's
Hello.
Had a very long day today.
It's been very long.
Covering Bernie Sanders.
But you know what? It hasn't been as bad because I wasn't standing in line like those people stood since 9 a.m. in the freezing cold this morning.
That was, I don't know if you were surprised by that, but yes, Bernie Sanders speaking at the Convocation Center on the Eastern Michigan University campus today. People started lining up at 9 a.m. The doors opened at 12:30, right?
12:30. They did security check. A lot of people were wearing their coats, their gloves, their earmuffs, everything. They had signs, banners, and everything. They were just there. A lot of them were supporters, and others were not.
How big of a crowd was it?
9,200. That's what Eastern Michigan University at the Convocation Center is saying. About 9,200 people attended. And a lot of those people, Lisa, were young people.
Mm-hmm. And they were there as supporters of Bernie. What do the signs say?
They said, burn. Do you feel the burn? You know, they kept chanting that, you know, throughout the entire time there. They kept saying, do you feel the burn? And they did that for about 2.5 hours before he actually took the stage.
They were chanting?
Yeah.
Oh, so there was kind of a riled up crowd then.
It was. I mean, I guess after standing in line all that time, they just wanted to
warm up,
let loose or something.
So he was scheduled to speak at 2:30. What time did he actually start speaking?
About maybe 2:45 or so.
Okay.
So and he spoke for over an hour.
He spoke. Bernie Sanders stood there and spoke for an hour. So tell us what he's talked about.
He talked to the young people. There were a lot of young people there. So he mentioned unemployment and making sure that public universities in the future are going to be free, the tuition. But he also talked about the crisis in Flint.
Mm.
He asked for Governor Rick Snyder to resign.
And how did the crowd?
The crowd went crazy, as you could imagine. He said that if local government is not doing its job, then the federal government needs to come in and do it for them.
And then again, you said he asked for a free tuition for and that was a big hit with the crowd.
Yes, as you can imagine, a lot of the kids that were out there, the college students, he basically asked, you know, just yell out how much you owe. And you heard $80,000, $100,000, $20,000. Mm. So he related to them with that.
Mm, okay. And then did he talk about the medical insurance?
He did. He says, so we don't have good medical coverage right now in the U.S., and that needs to improve, that a lot of Americans are paying too much for their prescription and that some of them don't go to the doctor because they don't have the funds.
Mm-hmm. So Bernie Sanders speaking at the EMU Convocation Center. He stops. Was there a lot of applause and interruptions? Or an hour is a long time for somebody to speak.
There was a lot of applause, and he connected with the audience. Mm-hmm. You could tell instantly that he connected. He spoke their lingo. He spoke that young lingo.
Right. Well, I'm still looking at the traffic map and seeing a slowdown in Washington. So it looks like a lot of people were there. And was it a friendly crowd, an angry crowd?
It was. No, it was a friendly crowd, a lot of his supporters. You had some people who were there that are not his supporters, but still decided to go out just to see what he had to say.
And were they vocal?
They were.
What were they doing?
They just basically wanted to see what he was going to say about different issues.
Okay, so all in all, it went well then.
It went well. It took me about 45 minutes to get out of the parking lot afterwards.
You and everybody else who's still stuck in traffic on Washington. Now, had you ever been this close to him before?
Not really, because the media, we were kind of, I don't want to say the back.
Right.
But towards the back.
Where that belong.
So we can ask questions, I guess. You know,
okay.
That's right. They had a lot of his supporters standing in front of us and, you know, where the podium was at. But again, everybody was, you know, very friendly.
Was he energetic?
How
would you describe Bernie Sanders?
Very energetic. Like I said, he really connected with the audience. He was very energetic. He made a lot of jokes.
He did.
He made a lot of
jokes. He did Larry David shtick.
So with young people, that works.
Right.
That works, and they connected with him even more because of that.
All right. Well, our very own Jorge Avian spent the day with Bernie Sanders on the Eastern Michigan University campus. You just got back a few minutes. All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing your insight and information about that. A historic day for Eastern and for everybody who attended.